6:18 a.m. In studio with us, our very good friend, Amy Wilhite, formerly with Second Vote. Also, just recently, the communications director for Jim Lehman, the Senate candidate who finished in second place in the Arizona primary August 2nd. What was the final margin of victory for Blake Masters?
I believe it was like 9%.
Last
time I looked, because it took a while for those.
Took forever.
Well, that's because a lot of the voting ballot places to vote, they didn't have enough. They weren't prepared for the turnout that came out, which was basically Democratic run. How are you not prepared for voting and have enough ballots? So it was really intentional.
Absolutely. A lot of things are intentional. As you know, at the Star News Network, our flagship news site is here, the Tennessee Star. We're in 11 states, including Tennessee. The state that is en fuego, on fire with traffic, is our site in Arizona, the Arizona Sun-Times. We have two reporters there. We're going to be adding two more. Shortly.
Got to meet him a couple of times, too, while I was out
there. Yeah, you saw Rachel Alexander, our friend.
Right, Rachel and Neil.
One of the reasons, and our traffic there at that site is just going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that, we'll talk about the similarities between Arizona and Tennessee, but the reason, there is no conservative news outlet in all of Arizona. Except for us. The media is very, very liberal. It's worse in Tennessee, if you can imagine that.
Wow.
It's really bad out there, as you know.
Yes.
So, but Arizona and Tennessee, although the geography, the topography of the state is very different, there are a lot of, the political landscape, it has some similarities. And tell us about what you saw in Arizona and compare it to Tennessee.
Well, you know, Arizona became a purple state with the last election, and a lot of people were fired up with, especially with election integrity and what happened in the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
And something I see similar in Tennessee, and actually when I was with Second Vote and traveling across the United States and speaking to different groups, is after that election, conservatives and even a lot of independents are fired up.
Mm-hmm.
They're joining school boards. They're starting new conservative groups where they're actually, they know they cannot sit still and they actually have to get involved. So that is something I've seen similar across all the states, where people are just, are not sitting on their butts anymore. They're actually getting out. They're volunteering for school board. They're volunteering for these.
They're more engaged.
They're more engaged. And they're fired up. And they're sick of all the woke politics. They're sick of woke capitalism. And I think things are going to change with this next election.
Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA hosted a rally in Phoenix on Sunday. Governor Ron DeSantis went out there.
Right.
Carrie Lake was there. Blake Masters, the Senate nominee, was there. Charlie Kirk called Arizona the battleground that could determine the future of America. I think he's probably right about that.
Yeah, that's all I heard when I was out there, that this, especially the Senate race, we have to win the Senate race. You know, they've got George Soros and all the Democratic money coming in with Mark Kelly. And, you know, he's actually voted 100% with Biden and the liberals, except for during election year when it's, he's maybe voted 2% the other way. But he went in as a moderate. And he's completely turned his back on those that voted him as such. And so it's just, it's crazy. And we have to, I think I heard you say earlier, if you want change, if you want to see things different, you must vote Republican.
Absolutely. This midterm election. Now, I understand that when you were with the Jim Lehman campaign, you went down to the border. Tell us what you saw there.
I did. I got the, you know, it was a really cool opportunity to get to go there and see. Just driving there, you see all these materials that are just laying over there to the side that are ready to finish the wall, but they're just laying, getting dusty.
They've been laying there since Joe Biden became the legal but not legitimate president of the United States back in January of 2021.
And you've got record numbers of folks coming across the border. And when I was there, I got to meet Brandon Judd, who is the National Border Patrol Council president. And he's just an incredible. And they are so overworked. And it's not that they're able to be on the ground much. They're doing all this paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was there, at the border, they had at least 40 military-age men detained sitting right across the border. And, you know, you see on the news sometimes mothers, children, you know, wanting a better life. And that's sad. You know that they're trying to flee their country to come to America because we are the land of opportunity and we have the freedoms that we do. And, you know, it's sad to see that. But what I saw and what you don't see in the media is what is happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's military age men infiltrating in our country. And they're not coming for a good purpose.
No.
They're not.
And they have bad intentions.
They have very bad intentions. And this open border that we have, it is intentional. President Biden and the Democratic Party, this is intentional for them to come across.
They want them here.
They want them here. They want them to vote an entirely way for them so that they can always have their way and have the socialist, Marxist country that they are wanting.
Now, other interesting thing about it, when I went out there, I noticed Phoenix, the metro area, accounts for about 64% of Arizona's population. Here in Nashville, Metro Nashville accounts for about 34% of Tennessee's population. The weird thing to me about Arizona is the small number of counties they have. Here in Tennessee, we have about the same population as Arizona. We have 95 counties. They have 15 counties. Or is it 12? They have just a few counties.
It's just a few.
And Maricopa County is like the big dog.
Right.
But the people that run Maricopa County, the county commissioners, they're ostensibly Republican, but they seem like they're never Trump Republicans. What's the tension there between the county commissioners in Maricopa County and the rest of the Republicans in the state of Arizona?
Well, I think it's changing a little bit, though. I've seen that somewhat, but I do think that it is changing. I know Jim had a lot of the conservative legislature, the LDs. They call them the LDs there. But he had
LD.
Legislative districts, commissioners, and so he had them at his house. And they're all really trying to unite and, you know, for the right purpose. So mm-hmm. I think some of that is changing. They want to see things done differently. A lot of the independents are also seeing things differently, not leaning more Democrat. So I think the landscape of that is changing. I think we'll see something happen a lot different than it happened in
the
last election.
I've always thought that, and I don't know, maybe give us some insight to this. To me, one of the things I do, if I were in the state legislature there, I'd look at taking that big Maricopa County, which, you know, like 64% of the state, I'd break that up into two or three smaller counties.
Right.
When you were out there, did anybody suggest that, or are they just kind of the same way here in Tennessee? There's not going to be a constitutional amendment to change the way we select an attorney general,
mm-hmm. right?
It's going to be the Supreme Court. But is there any talk at all about breaking Maricopa County up into smaller pieces?
I did hear that. I think there are several that are making that suggestion. So whether it happens or not, we'll see. But I did hear some talk on that. So.
It would take a long – anytime you make a structural change like that,
right?
It takes a lot of work. And it would have to emanate from the state legislature. My sense, though, I also got the feeling that the Arizona state legislature is kind of similar to the Tennessee General Assembly in the sense that they're part-time. You got a strong conservative contingent. My friend Jake Hoffman was a state rep, now running for state senate. And what's your sense about the state legislatures, their similarities or differences?
I think they're very similar. I mean, I think what you said about their percentage in that county is higher. In general, that whole population is more Democratic there,
mm-hmm.
Especially downtown Phoenix area, kind of similar to Nashville.
Yeah.
But I do think it's similar to what we have going on in Tennessee. And like I said, I mean, Tennessee, I will say, is much more of a conservative state. We're more solid in that.
We don't have as many left-wing lunatics.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have a little bit more.
And let's hope it stays that way with the people moving in.
Amen, sister. Amy Wilhite, thanks so much for joining us
today.
You're
welcome.
Come back
again
soon.
It's great to be here.
We'll be back with Aaron Gulbenson after this.